Now, here at Insight Radio, we're always interested in hearing about organisations involved in iResearch and indeed the funding that goes into research. Fight for Sight are one of the main funders in the UK, and we have Dolores Conroy from Fight for Sight. Dolores, Fight for Sight does a lot of funding. Are we talking some big figures here when you look at some of the research grants that you give out?
Yes, indeed. I mean, as you said, we are the largest charity in the UK dedicated to funding world-class research into the prevention and treatment of blindness and eye disease. And each year we award research grants to universities and higher education institutes across the UK for world-class research into prevention and treatment of different diseases. And last year we made £2.6 million in research awards, and that currently we have a research commitment of over £6 million.
That's a huge amount. You must have to fundraise quite heavily for that.
Yes, we have a very active fundraising program, and if we look at how we actually get this money for our research, at least one third of it comes from legacies, the other third comes from companies and trusts, and a third also comes from individual donations and events. We have a very big events program. Many people run the London Marathon, climb Kilimanjaro, cycle from London to Paris, and many other events like that that generate a lot of income that we can put back into research.
Now, we have Michael Bowen from the College of Optometrists in London. Michael, you've been involved with Fight for Sight. How did you hear about the organisation?
I worked with Michelle Acton, the current chief executive of Fight for Sight, on some cross-sector groups set up by Vision 2020. So I got to know a bit about what Fight for Sight do from that perspective. But I'd also been aware of their research role from a more personal perspective. A number of my family members have had various sort of eye diseases and eye conditions that have resulted in loss of sight.
And you've been involved in the fundraising as well?
Yes, recently ran my first marathon out in Amsterdam.
Congratulations. That must have taken quite a bit of training.
Yes, I think I discovered on the day of actually running the marathon that I probably hadn't done quite as much training as I needed to do. But I had done quite a lot. Yes, I was running sort of between 4 and 5 times a week for about 4 months, 5 months in the run-up to the marathon, and those runs were sort of, you know, ever increasing in length and duration, all weathers, all terrains, all around the world. In fact, I ran and trained in Copenhagen and in Florida and out in the States and Philadelphia as well.
That's dedication.
Wherever I was there with my running shoes.
Did you have a target to raise?
Well, still gathering some of the fundraising in. So my target has been £2,000, which was a bit of a finger in the air amount, but I seem to be getting reasonably close to it now.
Dolores, it's great to hear the money being raised by Michael, because, you know, we've talked before about the research grants which you give out, but you also work with optometrists as well.
Yes, some of the research applications that we get are for optometrists working in hospitals to do some research related to various aspects of vision. And I think Michael will be able to explain to you the important role of optometrists as healthcare professionals in eye health.
Absolutely, yes. I think you've pointed already to one of the sort of most immediate and obvious distinctions, which is that ophthalmologists are medically trained. They start out doing the core medical training that all doctors begin their careers with. And then at the point where they are selecting specialties, they specialize in eye health. Ophthalmologists are considered to be both surgical and medical specialists because they do operations on the eye. And obviously they're predominantly, because of that surgical and medical focus and their medical background, they're predominantly located in secondary care, in hospitals and eye services within the hospital system.